All right, Jason Purcell, Munster Junior Champions 2022. You've delivered an FAI and a Munster Junior now in just two seasons. Ecstatic, I'd say, inside that dressing room at the moment.
Yeah, Mike, it's great excitement at the moment. But look, it's not about me or Stuart, it's about the players. They've been fantastic over the last couple of years. Great attitude, and they got their deserves today. I think they were outstanding.
You put Stuart on media duties this weekend. We asked him how you'd bounce back from the Pike defeat, because many would question the character when you lose a big game like that. Heads can go down, but they've shown the response today and the bounce back ability.
Look, and everyone was disappointed last week, but I didn't get too carried away, Mike, when we lost. You know, we were on the back of three games in 8 days, which is never very, very easy. But look, we just keep the heads down and we keep going. I never criticise the players internally, maybe, but look, they're a good group of players and they get what they deserve today.
And you got what you deserved in the first half. Conor Coughlan got a super goal. Dara Ransford kept the ball in, squared it, and what he did from there was just premiership class, really. Super goal. At halftime, it must have been an easy team talk because he had played so well.
Yeah, look, Conor's been doing that all year, Mike. He's an exceptionally good junior player. Since he's come in, he's been outstanding. I think he's troubled their right back all day long. Now, we kind of targeted that area as well. We'd seen him playing. Yeah, but look, a great finish, and I think he's an outstanding footballer.
You must have been nervous at 1-0 because, you know, Adam McGrath shot off the crossbar. Quick save then from Aaron Savage, a brilliant palm save. And then Ed O'Dwyer stopped the ball from going into the net from his own player. At that stage, you must have felt you were really under the cosh.
Yeah, I think for that 10 or 15 minutes just after half-time, we don't think we came out. We set in a little bit too deep and we were trying to get the players to shove on and try to get it down and pass the ball again, because when we passed the ball, we were playing through them for fun, I think. But look, I thought, I can't really fault the players. They were outstanding today.
We said in the commentary box you were clever enough to make the change at the lull just after those quick chances, and it paid off very much straight away, because Jeffrey Judge raided down the left after you moved Conor Coughlan to the right. They were watching Coughlan over there. You got in the left, Dara scored, and it took all the pressure off.
Look, Mike, managers get a lot of credit at times. Look, it's down to the players, and they were outstanding. I think Jeffrey Judge in the middle, along with Shane Duggan and Stephen Bradley, you do well to get the better of those three lads in any team, would you know? I think they're really good players and they don't get the credit they deserve.
You're around a long time. The third goal will probably be fondly remembered for the rest of your footballing days, because when you break from the edge of a box, Conor Coughlan shipped two challenges, broke superbly, then made the right decision, then made an even better decision in playing the ball to Jeffrey Judge. But the fact that you had three players making lung bursting runs with 10 minutes to go must have been brilliant for you as a manager to see.
Yeah, it's great, Mike. Look, we have legs, you know. But myself and Stuart, we're working it a lot. Like, we've been poor in the final third in games, but I think today we got everything right, you know. I think that finish was an outstanding goal, worthy of any game, to win any game, I think, you know.
And tell us now, 19 years since you've won a league title, all focus goes on that. You've won of 4 games in 11 days at the moment out of the way. It has to be about the league now.
Yeah, look, Mike, we'll enjoy tonight and tomorrow maybe. We move on to Thursday, we worry about regional, and we have to do our own job, and we just worry about ourselves and take it game by game. But yeah, but look, we'll target that game next Thursday night.
And is the league everything to you? Because it's been so long and it is the bread and butter at the end of the day. You've delivered FAIs, you've delivered Munster Juniors, you did it for St Michael's too, but would you just love to round it off now with the league?
It would be nice, Mike. It would be great. You're playing for that all year. But look, the pressure's off now, I think, after winning the Munster Junior. You know, I can go into it on the back of a very good result. And hopefully, look, we get a result on Thursday night. We worry about it then.
And the trophy stays in Limerick. Aisling Anacotti had it for longer than anyone because of COVID. But it's brilliant that Limerick Junior Soccer continues to thrive despite, you know, the infighting that goes on at times, Jason. It's still by far and away the strongest league.
Yeah, it is a very strong league, and I think it's made it a lot more difficult now the way the format has changed to the top six. At bottom six, you get no easy games, and it kind of hinders you a little bit in terms of winning Munster Juniors and FAIs. But look, at least we got over the line today, Mike.
You're pleased.
Very pleased, and hopefully the supporters will turn up in force tonight, because the last time we won the FAI, we had no supporters. So I think we'll have a good night in the club tonight, yeah.